Chapter 1. Let it break the illusion, not you. Not all pain comes to destroy. Some pain comes to reveal. And sometimes, what it reveals is the truth we've been too afraid to face. Maybe you thought that person would never leave you. Maybe you believed that job was your security. Maybe you built your identity around being the strong one, the one who never breaks, never asks for help, never stops smiling. But then something happened. Something cracked the surface. And suddenly, you weren't sure who you were anymore. That's what pain does. It shatters illusions. False identities. Old stories that once kept you safe, but now keep you small. We spend so much of our lives building versions of ourselves to survive. To fit in. To be liked. To be loved. We become performers in our own lives, playing roles we didn't even audition for. The perfect child. The loyal partner. The selfless friend, the overachiever, the peacekeeper. Until one day, we can't do it anymore. Not because we're broken, but because we're becoming. You see, the pain wasn't punishment. It was a mirror. It showed you who you were pretending to be, and whispered, "There's more to you than this." It's easy to think you're losing everything when life starts to fall apart. But what if what's falling apart isn't your life, but the lie? The lie that said you had to earn love. The lie that said your worth depended on productivity. The lie that told you to shrink, silence yourself, or stay. Pain clears the clutter. It burns through the noise. And in the ashes is you. The real you. The one who isn't perfect, but is powerful. The one who doesn't have all the answers, but knows what peace feels like. The one who's finally ready to stop performing and start living. It's terrifying to lose what you thought made you you. But what's scarier is never knowing who you truly are underneath all that pretending. Let this chapter of pain be your permission to drop the mask. You don't have to be the strong one all the time. You don't have to hold everything together. You don't have to pretend it didn't hurt. You get to tell the truth now. About what you want. What you need. What you're no longer willing to tolerate. You are not here to be perfect. You're here to be real. And that means sometimes you'll fall. You'll cry. You'll question everything. But in those cracks, light gets in. Your authenticity lives there. Your power lives there. Your peace lives there. So when pain knocks on your door, don't just ask, "Why me?" Ask, "What is this trying to show me? What illusion is ready to fall away? What part of me is finally ready to emerge?" Because you don't grow by clinging to who you were. You grow by releasing what no longer serves you. So who you truly are can finally breathe. Let it break the illusion. Not you. You're still here. More real than ever. More free than ever. And this is just the beginning of your return to yourself. Chapter 2. Turn reflection into revelation. You've been through a lot. More than most people know. And sometimes, when the pain is fresh or unresolved, you replay it, over and over, like a movie you didn't choose but somehow can't stop watching. You remember what they said.